All right, let's go ahead and start.
It's May 9th, 2022, 7 p.m. Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. So, in accordance with Public Act 101-0640 and Gubernatorial Disaster Proclamation issued by Governor Pritzker pursuant to the powers vested in the governor under the Illinois Emergency Management Agency Act, the United City of Yorkville is encouraging social distancing by allowing remote attendance to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting to be held today. All right, so that's it. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Chacon? Chacon?
Here.
She's not.
Crawford.
Here.
Forrestal.
Here.
Forrestal.
Here.
He's here.
Okay. Garcia.
She's absent.
Okay. Thank you. Millen.
Here.
Okay. Reifstek.
Here.
Schumacher.
Here.
Shim.
She's absent.
Okay. Milshewski?
Here.
And Pasola?
Here.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Jackie and Carrie, welcome to the board. Thank you so much for volunteering, donating your time to the Board of Trustees.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, roll call. Visitors. So, we have Judy from Friends. We have Mackenzie. Jeanette, Daniel, and Susan, who's now part of the visitors.
Public.
Okay, so are there any amendments to the agenda? No presentations?
No, they're doing presentations.
Oh, I'm sorry, presentation. Sorry. Let's go into presentations.
Us?
Yep.
Okay.
You guys are first.
Awesome. So we just wanted to come by and let you guys know what our community project will be this year. So this year our community project is going to be the Harry Potter live action role play. So what our plan is for August 6th, in that evening, 6 o'clock to 8:30, we will be inviting families to come to the library. They will come into this space first. We will sort them into what we're calling houses. To go along with the theme of Harry Potter. Then they're going to be let loose in the library. There will be about 15 different activities throughout the library that they will be able to earn points for their house. Afterwards, they're coming back here, and we will announce the points, and they will have a snack. With this being said, we need as many volunteers as we possibly can. The expectation is to dress and be completely immersed in your character for that night, but we desperately need volunteers to run the different areas that we have or will need volunteers. So Mackenzie will give you a little bit of an idea as to some of the different areas in which we will need extra bodies.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're going to need like at least 30 volunteers, and some of them, like, there's different characters that we want, like Snape and Dumbledore and Hagrid, and certain characters are going to teach some of the classes that we're going to have, but then we can also just have anyone volunteer and just dress up to match the theme, and then just sort of watch over everything to make sure everything's going the right way. I don't know, we're going to do 5 different classes, and they're going to have like crafts and different activities. There's going to be like a potions class, we're going to make slime. We're doing herbology. They're going to make a plant, like plants with a seed.
But there's an entire list of items that we are looking for. Anybody that would be willing to allow us to borrow any items in regards to Harry Potter, we do have that list in behind the circ desk. So if you would be willing to help us and allow us to borrow any items that you may have that would be beneficial to that evening, because the entire library, our dream is for the entire library to be transformed into the School of Wizardry. So So we'll see how this goes, but...
And that list is not updated yet.
Have you talked to, like, the middle school drama department or the high school drama department? Because they might have something to borrow.
That is on the list.
Okay.
I did reach out to YPAC, and YPAC is going to get back to me.
Jeanette, will there be a fog machine used?
I wasn't planning on
okay,
it.
They'll set off a smoke alarm.
Oh.
So there won't be a fog machine.
There won't be a fog machine.
That's a lesson learned.
Good to know.
It comes up. Yep.
So on your volunteers, is there a criteria for the volunteers? What you're looking for as far as age?
It depends on the character.
What they need to be able to do?
Yeah.
And there is a list of
characters. The list is posted in the back, too.
Mm-hmm. And if you get an opportunity, stop back behind the CERC desk in the room behind the CERC desk. We have it all set up. There's vision boards. There are the items that have already been donated and borrowed. So it is a work in progress, and there is a lot of more things to do.
Is there a flyer that could be sent either to the high school or to Parkview Academy to get volunteers? Because that seems like
they're like Christian or
right.
Any.
Yeah.
Because those kids might actually have costume.
Right.
Yeah, it's so popular that they're probably there, but if you cost, I would think that would be an option.
The excitement behind it is definitely a positive one through the people that have come through the library. We have Save the Date posters throughout. Oh yeah, there's another one.
Is there a flyer in the library that says, you know, recruiting cast members or something like that?
We haven't gotten there yet. We're still working.
You're doing this in combination with trying to do your summer reading program as well.
Oh, yeah. So. Trying to get summer reading done by June 1. And I have 30 science STEM science kits that we received a grant for that I'm trying to finish up. And
Yeah. So.
It's been a lot lately. So that's why we're reaching out to as many people as we possibly can to help. There's tons of things that we need to accomplish in regards to this. And if anybody can take, for example, if anybody's willing to step up and do the potions class and take that off of our plate, that would be a dream. So we're just looking for people to help with moving forward.
I would for sure contact like Tammy Eaton at the middle school, mm-hmm. and Martinez. Ryan Martinez. Okay. I would definitely contact them, and I think some of the teachers would get into it as well, like the facts teacher there. But definitely contact Ryan Martinez and Tammy Eaton, and I guarantee some of that stuff will be taken off your plate.
Yeah.
It's true.
They'll help out.
That is true.
It's even maybe posting it in some moms groups on social media or the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
Also,
we could probably earn badges for that or something.
Service hours, at least.
Yeah.
Is there anything that the Park District does that's closely related to Harry Potter or any of their summer programs? Or
who did we? That was the Woman in Sandwich.
Oh, that's who it was. There's a Woman in Sandwich that does a summer Harry Potter summer camp.
Okay.
That we've reached out to.
Okay.
So we are getting some insight from her, too.
Okay. Do you have volunteers that are already signed up for specific areas, for example, like you said, the potion area, or?
No.
Okay.
We have you.
We have me.
Okay.
That's why we're here.
Volunteer for what? Okay. Gotcha.
So, but if the board would be willing to help us with that, we would really, really be grateful.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay.
If you come up with any flyers, and that, send them to me, and I will pass them on to the board.
Mm-hmm. Did you put anything on social media yet?
Not on social media, just in-house. So we're moving forward with it. Mm-hmm. So we started in-house. That's where all of our excitement's coming from. Mm-hmm. And then we're just trying to knock out as much stuff as we possibly can right now. But with doing several other things also.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you.
I don't have anything else to add.
Okay. Let's see. So then let's go through the approval of minutes. What's that? The friends are coming up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bye, thank you.
Motion that we adopt the minutes from approve the minutes from Monday, April 11th, 2022, the Board of Trustees meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstad?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Nosuski?
Yes.
Pessola?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any correspondence?
No.
Any public comment? Can we have the Friends of the Library report?
Okay, real short. The meeting this morning, we approved money for the next session. Excuse me. Of the Illinois Libraries Present program, $750. That was a trial basis for the, was that 6 months we did?
Yes.
And it has been extremely successful, and it definitely pays for itself. So our $750 is for, as I said, the next session, and they guarantee at least one author a month, and we have had sometimes two authors a month. And Genevieve reported that there have been, I think she said 40 people attended on just from our library, and it's hundreds and hundreds of people.
That's been great.
It's really been very, very good. So we approved money for that. We also approved $150 for plants for the two big planters by the entrance to the library. Our volunteer hours, we keep track of our volunteer hours for the library. And so from meeting to meeting, to over 240 hours, and a lot of that was the spring cleanup, which Shelley will tell you about. We also we have proposed an amendment to the Friends Constitution, and that was information was sent to all of the Friends members the end of April, so that we have to have 30 days notice. So today was our discussion, and we will vote on that proposed amendment at the June meeting. So that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no staff comment. All right, so let's go over the budget then. And so, let's see. So it starts on page 7. And it's pretty benign.
I can explain my credit card statement.
Okay. I was going to ask that one.
Some of the big ticket items in here are, so this is the end of the year, so we have replenished a lot of our office supplies. kind of waited till the end of the year to make sure that we still had money in the budget. So replenished our office supplies, so you'll see a few quill items on here. We have had to pay for our annual movie license, so to show movies in the library, we have to buy a performance license every year. So that one was $421. We also had to renew our Zoom annual membership, so that was on there as well. You'll see a $1,165 for four imprint library promotional. So I also replenished our marketing giveaway, our swag items as well, so that should last us for another year. We sent two staff members to a conference, an ILA conference, so that is the $320, and then I have two newspaper subscriptions in there as well. The city likes us, or likes me to use the credit card to pay bills because we get points back for that, and it's a little bit easier for them too. So that's why I throw a lot of bills on there. As long as we don't get charged a surcharge to use the credit card. If we do that, then I don't. We have to write a check. And then you'll see a few checks in here for staff members, and that is reimbursement for mileage. We had taken staff on a road trip, the library road trip, to visit other libraries this month. So this is to replenish those mileage that they had. And I went to several different meetings this month, so those are all included in that one for me. We have on page 13 is our bill for our books for the year. Prairie Cat on page 15 is for our 1 month of annual membership. And then it shows up again on 17 for the other two memberships. I think they had to split that for their recording purposes for their end of year. And TK Elevator is our quarterly maintenance agreement with them. The Metronet on page 17 at the top, we used to pay for that on my credit card, but they have since started to charge a 5% surcharge, so I have to go back and print out the invoice and get a check for it every... They don't even send an invoice, so... Really frustrating. So those are the highlights of the bills.
Thank you. So then I'll make a motion that we pay our bills. For $23,606.96. That would be for accounts payable, and then for payroll of $60,137.10, for a total disbursement of $83,744.06.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Millen?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstadt?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Bessola?
Yes.
And Crawford?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Can we have the report of the library director?
So we finished up April 30th, our library road trip program. So for the two new board members, we partnered with 10 other area libraries, and we created a passport. So we encouraged our patrons to go visit other libraries and have their patrons come to our library as well. So we just finished that up. That was in celebration of National Library Week, which is in April. We ended up passing out about 60 programs, and our patrons took those and went around. It's unfortunate this year that gas prices were so high, and that I felt a little guilty asking patrons to visit every library. So I do know we're going to have a wrap-up meeting on the 17th, so I'm sure we'll maybe discuss that if we do this again next year, which I would love to do, is to maybe readdress not requiring every visit at the at each library. I don't know. We'll talk about that, or if we add more libraries onto our list as well, because I know Plano had reached out to me and said, how did you get in on this? And so I think they would like to participate next year as well. But we went down into Wilmington and Coal City and over to Seneca, up to Plainfield and Oswego as well. So all different types of sizes of libraries and that.
It was amazing.
Our staff loved it. And Susan and her family, they did it.
My husband and I did it in 2 days. We visited 8 libraries one day and 4. So there were 11, so 13, so we did 5 the next day. Because we did both branches of the 2 that had 2 libraries. And it was amazing. So just, we ended up at the Plainfield Library on the day that they were having Fandom Fest.
Oh, oh nice. Yeah.
So it was hopping there. Like, kids in princess costumes and Wonder Woman costumes and adults in Star Wars costumes and, like, every kind of fandom that you could imagine. But it was also really neat to see all the libraries and all the collections that they've got, like, and what makes each library unique. Like, Fossil Ridge, like, they have a whole display of fossils and the Tully monster that is named for some guy. Anyway, they, like, every library had just unique things, and it was just so cool. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, thanks for pushing me out of my comfort zone.
You're welcome. You are welcome. So our... As Judy talked about, our Illinois Libraries Present program in April featured author and actor Nick Offerman. So that was a huge draw. I think we had 6,500 people on the Zoom talk presentation with them. So very interesting. So the librarian that put together the library crawl is the director at the Three Rivers Library in Shanahan, Minooka. Nick Offerman is her brother, so she has a good in. Yeah.
Nice.
And I believe with this Illinois Library Presents, Marley, what was her name?
Oh, I don't remember.
She was...
Matlin.
Marley Matlin will be presenting in, I think, June or July.
Okay.
Jeanette and Genevieve are busy preparing for summer reading program. Our theme this year is going to be Fizz Boom Read, so it's going to coincide with science. We received a $2,000 grant to purchase circulating science kits or STEM kits. So that's what Jeanette's working on. We're going to highlight those this summer for summer reading, so she'll do special programming to highlight those kits as well. Let's see here. Oh, and we reached out to quite a few organizations, and they graciously have donated several items for giveaways for our kiddos. So Paisano's Pizza is giving us 500 coupons for cheesy breads, and they gave us 5 gift cards for the grand prizes. Culver's is giving us 500 concrete mixers. Ice Cream Shop has committed to 500 tokens for items. Keller's Farms giving us free wristbands for the kids. Raging Waves give us 2 free tickets. Wendy's 300 Frosties. Classic Cinema in Sandwich has donated 30 passes. Kuiper's has committed 400 items, and the King County Cougars has committed 2 tickets per reader voucher. So, a lot of good prizes, and the Friends also support the summer reading program financially as well. So, I attended the YMCA Healthy Kids Day at over in Plano here on Saturday the 30th, and myself and Jessica, another staff member, we talked to over 175 people that day. They stopped by our booth, so we gave them our swag and asked them if they had a card. Surprisingly, a lot of the people were from Plano and Sandwich, which was not a lot of Yorkville people, which I was surprised at. But anyway, said, well, your card works over here at our library, and you can attend our programs as well. So they might be mad that I'm poaching their patrons, but they were surprised to hear that. So hopefully they come check it out as well. Let's see here. I gave you guys a copy of the community golf outing. Tim Evans reached out to me and asked if maybe the trustees would be interested in golfing that day or creating a foursome, so I said I would share this information. They partner with the Illinois Education, or the Yorkville Foundation, Education Foundation for this event. So if you're interested, let me know, and we can get a foursome together and golf that day. So, and I think, and I'm not a golfer, but it's a scramble, and it's best ball. Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Those are the most, I mean, I think those are the most fun, nonetheless.
Yeah. Let's see. So Ted has been here doing all kinds of repair work for us, and today, God love him, we had a problem with kids clogging the toilet, purposeful.
Yeah,
so
he was grabbing it.
So he, unfortunately, it was condom wrappers, candy wrappers, all clogged the toilet. Ted came and took care of it, and then this afternoon it was an even worse nasty mess that I just put an out of order sign and warned the custodians that of what they're going to have to take care of tomorrow. It's really unfortunate. We've been having a bit of problem with the high school kids over here. In both of the men's bathrooms in the baby changing station, they've written in permanent marker, place sacrifice here. So Ted's been working to try to get that off. So it's really become a problem. And this is not at the end of the day, it is during the day.
I was going to say, how,
that
what,
we're having
is,
this.
Is there a, why are they here? Maybe in the sense of,
here.
I don't mean
it. Why aren't they in school?
They have open campus.
Oh, it's that open campus.
Yeah, the flex schedule is
becoming problematic.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so this is a place in which they are hanging out, essentially.
Correct. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we love having the kids here.
Sure, of course. But maybe perhaps not in that way.
Right. Yeah. It's unfortunate. So all I can say right now is that we are at the end of the school year, and next fall we'll have to really boost up our eagle eyes on them.
Sure.
And try to get a handle on it before it happens, before it escalates, I guess. But I have heard.
Who's coming in and out, though?
Pardon?
We got the cameras as far as who's coming in and out of there.
Coming, not focused on the bathrooms.
The camera in that area, if I remember right, it's,
just goes to
it's,
the
it's elevators.
Large print.
Right.
Oh, it doesn't. It won't pick up the background. That
won't
far
pick up
back,
that,
not the old cameras. Yeah.
They've been struggling in the middle school and in the high school bathrooms. Like, the middle school teachers are planted outside of the restrooms. There's stuff on TikTok that
yes.
is about destroying
yes.
bathrooms.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. That's where this is.
Breaking mirrors. I mean, it's really bad. Stuffing toilets, stuffing sinks. I mean, defecating on the floor and just leaving it there. Yeah. is middle schoolers and high schoolers.
It's horrifying.
I know. So, I don't know. Have you contacted the high school at all?
No.
I think that might be something. I mean, you're not positive that it's high schoolers, I guess, but that might be something that you guys could work in conjunction with.
Who do you recommend reaching?
I would definitely contact the principal, Dave Travis.
For sure. That's what I would do, too.
Okay.
Or Megan Martinez, but I would say Dave Travis.
Right, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, potentially, then they could. I know, well, just from, we have a freshman in the high school right now, and it was never, you never had off-campus privileges until they were older. And I think part of some of what you're finding now would be perhaps from some of the younger.
Say, I didn't even think about that, the academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Dave Travis is in charge of both the high school and the academy, right? So,
yeah.
Travis, for sure. Just say that you're having this difficulty. I'm telling you that they are having a difficulty at the high school, so it's not difficult to believe that it's coming here, but that's problematic with an open campus. I'm actually going to maybe talk to a board member about that, too.
Yeah.
See.
Let's see. Well, I'll just mention this last bit that I have seen come through our director's listserv. It's about two bills that have passed both houses and are on their way to the governor's office. It's House Bill 5283. It's about library board vacancies and treasury appointments. So this bill is a direct response to the activity that's been going on in the Niles Main Public Library. I don't know if any of you followed that in the news. So they have open board positions, and they've had several interested candidates apply for those, but the board's locked in a 3-3 on voting, and so they don't vote, and so this bill is kind of trying to alleviate that problem, because I think this has gone on for quite some time. So what this bill does is it requires boards to fill their vacancy after 90 days. And if they do not, then the state librarian steps in and fills that vacancy. But this was something that was pushed through by a legislator, and he gave the Illinois State Library and the Library Association a heads up, but he didn't ask or consider their input on this bill. So, unfortunately, it's the state library has kind of been assigned to this duty. So, once the governor signs it, then they will work with the Secretary of State General Counsel to prepare the procedure on how they'll handle that moving forward. So, that Niles branch, I believe, is a district, so they are elected, but they are appointed if there is a vacancy. So this will just force their hand to come to a consensus, I guess. The second bill is Senate Bill 3497. It's a waiver fee for non-resident minors. So this legislation amends the Local Library Act and the Library District Act. So that applies to municipal libraries and district libraries. And if this bill is signed, the Library Board of Trustees can adopt regulations to waive the non-resident fee that is otherwise applicable for a person under 18. So right now we charge for non-resident cards. But it's important to note that this is not an automatic fee waiver, so library boards can decide if they want to adopt this regulation moving forward. So I'm just waiting to hear more. I just want to let you know that those are out there. I follow the Municipal Minute newsletter. don't know if any of you are familiar with that, this Ansel Gleick law firm in Chicago. It's a really great newsletter, and it highlighted some library issues, and it was really nice. The city forwarded it on to me, just kind of keeping an eye out, and said, just so you know, and I'm like, thanks, I follow it. So those were my notes.
Okay, great. Thank you. We did not have any committees meet. All right, so let's go into unfinished business, which would be the Yorkville Education Foundation Story Walk update.
So in your packet on page 37, nice small packet this month.
Yeah.
I just put together an update from Alicia. She is the president at the Yorkville Education Foundation, and they had reached out to us about partnering to do a story walk in one of the city parks. Initially, they wanted to place it over here at Beecher, but Tim Evans and I think Scott talked to them about the fact that they are seeing vandalism over there and disruptions from the older kids. So, again, speaks to you. It's everywhere. So they decided that maybe an alternative location would be the Heartland Circle Park because it's also paved, which is nice for cleaning and maintenance and that as well. So they are going to be presenting that information to the park board on the 17th, and they were looking for our support moving forward. So I just responded back to them and said that we were excited to support their endeavor and what we would commit to this program, and that we would not be committing monetary amount, but we would provide the stories for the storybook walk and that. So I asked her to keep us updated on the progress, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. So next is new business. So let's go over the approve the cost of living, the COLA increase for full-time employees.
Okay.
FY23.
Yep. So you guys approved the budget last month, and that did include a 3% COLA for the full-time staff. You never voted on it, so that's why I'm bringing it up again, just to make sure that you vote on it. But I'm doing it a little bit early just because I want to get full-time and part-time staff on the same month, just so they're not separated. It just makes it easier administrative-wise to start it at the fiscal year and keep it all together. So that was what I was asking for an approval for.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion that we approve the 3% increase for the full-time employees for fiscal year 23.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Reifstadt?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Bessola?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, next is discussion on replacing and updating 5 security cameras.
Okay, so I happened to be checking the cameras and noticed that since the last time I had checked them, 2 of them are out. The old ones. So I know we talked about in planning moving forward is to replace a few cameras every year to the new system to eventually do away with the old system that we have. So I would like to reach out to Paul and Paul is from Griffin Systems, who put in our new system, and asked him to quote us 5 new cameras, maybe. Probably in high visibility locations. The 3 cameras that are out, one is in our quiet reading room, which is a locked door. So to get into that room, you have to ask for permission. So right now, I'm not really concerned with replacing that camera. There is a camera out that is focused to the story time room. So that might be a good one to replace. And then there's a camera in our west stairwell emergency exit. And I'm not really concerned with replacing that one right now, because to get into that emergency exit, you have to, if you press the emergency bar, an alarm goes off. So someone's going to come address that issue when someone goes through that. So I don't consider that one high priority. I would rather replace a more visual location of a camera. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that we definitely need the high traffic areas.
Okay.
There's certain areas we've already seen that have limited coverage.
Right.
So
right.
We should,
as Brett said, maybe we should focus it to bathrooms and
Yeah. Wherever the issues are, I think someone should probably walk through the building again. Just look, and I mean, you guys would know better where some of the blind spots are. But
yeah.
Maybe look at the views that you have, but obviously the ones that are out, you're not going to know, you know, how those views are. But
now we have one focused on our chiller, which I don't. It's blurry, and I don't really think there's a need for one back there.
It's a cool camera. Is the chiller
inside or outside?
Outside.
You don't want one on there because they rob chillers and they steal.
That's probably why it was there.
The copper.
Yes.
What is a chiller?
It's your air conditioner.
Oh, the air conditioner. Okay.
Yeah, they, you probably do.
You'll hear that word.
I'll hear this a lot. Okay.
That's what we probably do.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't think of that. Mm-hmm. So I will reach out to him for a quote on 5 cameras and go from there and install.
Now, last time, did that include the cable poles, or did we pull the cables?
They did that.
They did that, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that'll have to
be included.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we have, you know, we have the server. So,
After this, if we do 5 now, how many... Do you know how many are left?
We have 31 cameras, 28 are in operation, and of those 28, 6 are the new cameras. So we have
a couple of ways to go then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll take like half done.
Three years. Unless they can cover a larger area than what they do now.
Maybe with new technology.
They cross over each other.
That's not a lot of cameras for the size.
No. No. So, I'll just start with that.
Yeah.
And,
sure.
Okay.
What do we have in here for cameras?
One. Oh. Just right around the corner. And it captures that area. Nothing over here.
So nothing over here.
No.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I'll do.
All right, and then.
Lastly is.
It's a reminder.
Is a reminder.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know you guys just did it in November.
Right.
But my year was May 1st.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. We'll get the committee on that.
That's fast.
I know.
Yeah, it went real fast.
Very fast year.
Okay, that's it. There's no need to go into executive session, so we're adjourned.
Can we revisit for a second community project?
Sure.
And I feel like, you know, it sounds like a great project. It seems very large scale as far as a project. Mm-hmm. And I applaud them for their enthusiasm. I really do. I think it's exciting. But appealing to the board to take on those positions, to pull off that, I'm happy to help when I can help. But I don't feel like that's what we're here for. I feel like we're here to help give direction and connect dots. And so I was a little disturbed that we offered suggestions and no one wrote anything down. And I think there were some really good suggestions of reaching out, because really what you're trying to do with those programs is to bring more people to the library. Mm-hmm. So by reaching out to different groups, that's an opportunity to get them engaged and bring them to the library. Mm-hmm. And working hand in hand with them, then maybe at some point they have an event or they have something going on, and they may want to incorporate with the library. So you kind of get that synergy going with these other groups, and then there's more opportunities. So I would, from my perspective, I feel like I'm throwing that back to staff to say, this is your project, this is what you're doing. You just need to think outside the box, and I'm happy to help connect dots and bring people together. But I really think that's more on them to pull that program off.
Okay.
And 30 volunteers, but they have to dress in costume.
I don't have a wizard hat.
Yeah.
It is excessive.
It sounds like a very cool program, mm-hmm. but it sounds like a very big endeavor.
Yeah.
Well, I think, like, on our committee, we could maybe, right, is it community relations?
Yes.
Maybe we could, if they wanted us to get in touch with, like we said, Tammy Eaton, or Mr. Martinez, we could probably do that, but we can't be going to people if we don't even have a flyer, which Rosie had said. Do we have a flyer that we can hand out? So I would want like a contact person, you know. I wouldn't mind doing that as a committee member, but I don't know. It's frustrating that people are even taking notes.
And I think, honestly, even just doing something that says, you know, cast members needed. I mean, you know, people who are into that, would be a great opportunity to get people from the community to volunteer and become a part of that.
And the community librarians as well, even perhaps in the school districts. And
oh, sure.
I mean, I'm sure they would be happy to put some flyers and things out too. But.
I think, speaking for the staff, I think they were just, they're trying to partner with you guys as well to show, you know, a unified front and just have a little, I don't know, have, because in the past we've put on programs, when I was director of adult services, not a lot of staff member board members would attend the programs, and it just shows good faith, I think, that you're showing interest in the library and their activities. I mean, I understand taking on a whole activity is a lot to ask. I do understand that. But I think that might be maybe what she was looking at too. But I will definitely have her reach out to those people.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And yes, I agree on having a little bit more information available so you can reach out to those people.
Mm-hmm. And still
needs to happen.
Yeah.
It needs to happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She has a lot on her plate, and it's unfortunate because it's our staff is only here a couple hours a week, you know, each individual person, so it falls on her to do a lot of it. So but Mackenzie, the other staff member that was here, this has been her idea and her brainchild. She started the Harry Potter book club, and so that's kind of how that stemmed from that. She's actually going to grad school for her MLS starting in the fall too, so she's real excited. And I know when she pitched it to me, I was like, wow, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. So, I mean, if it's not done complete this mm-hmm. year, maybe, you know, we learn from it, and next sure. year it gets a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll just start there.
Find ways to open it up. Because, I mean, Harry Potter is a big draw.
Yes.
And is very popular. So, I mean, it definitely has possibilities. And
yeah.
It could be rather large.
It could be, yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
But they could have us volunteering in different capacities, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, I guess they didn't want our advice. But listen, I'm not buying a costume for, it's not going to happen. Not even for my children would I draw some. So I'm not doing it for strength. That's number one. But there are other things that I would be willing to do to help kind of take some of that stuff off of their plates prior to the event. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, open it up for other opportunities to help out. That's all.
Okay. Fair, fair.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'll do anything behind the scenes, sure.
Okay.
You gotta adjourn.
What's that?
You have to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, okay. We're adjourned.